Barry Urquhart, a very good morning. Hello, mate. How are you? I've lost your intro. Someone seems to have moved it, or I can't find
mind,
it, or whatever.
It.
It's disappeared off my screen. Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well, Ian.
That's good. Now, you've been down to the southwest a little lately, haven't you? Down in Dunsborough there last week?
Yes, indeed. Looking for some property. We were thinking of relocating our offices from Kalamunda down to the southwest because the one thing that 2016 has taught us is that the geographic location of where you operate is just an irrelevant situation with online digital marketing. You can be anywhere as long as you're accessible, and that's a salutary message for anyone in business today. You've got to be accessible, responsive, and certainly transparent.
You certainly do. So when do you think this might happen?
Oh, well, look, we've got our property at Kalamunda. We're accepting expressions of interest. It's a heritage listed property, and we would like to do it in the next quarter, and I think that that's going to be a reality. I suppose that what we need to do is have access to Perth Airport, because 91% of my business in speaking at seminars, conferences and facilitating workshops is interstate or overseas. So that's another lesson, is that what we've got to recognise is that you've got to always be there, present in the marketplace, and if your marketplace is overseas or interstate, you've got to be able to project into that marketplace, and you don't do that on social media or online advertising alone.
No, well, you could actually, I mean, you know, you can bustle an airport to Perth Airport. I mean,
absolutely,
you know.
Correct. And, like, you know, people say, Barry, but you're always available. I got a phone call this morning at 3:20 because it was 6:20 with 3AW in Melbourne, and they wanted to talk about shopping centres and why shopping centres are so important for Australians. We got down to a very important issue that I think is one of the salutary lessons for 2016, is that if you're going to have going online and you're going to be communicating through blogs and that sort of thing, that is a blind medium. So you can have people, you know, call up speakers, customer service, or you get Barry Urquhart and Marketing Focus.
Yep.
And the one thing that I really enjoyed was listening to Triple M, because I thought, well, there is the classic example going from Radio West to Triple M. We are a migratory nation. People come into Western Australia from over east. They are familiar with the brand Triple M. Therefore, it will be a magnet. And I thought, there is a case study that a lot of people should learn. How important is it for you to have a brand that is recognised? Well, I can tell you right now, Triple M will enjoy increased ratings, increased understanding, and with the change in the music format, I think it's going to satisfy a lot of people, which is really what it's all about, because it's not about what's featured on the program, it's what are the advantages, benefits and rewards that people will have when they turn to radio stations or to a particular business product or application.
Yeah, very, very important part too. So, I mean, you know, the classic hits continue, we're all still here. I mean, you know, Triple M, I mean, you know, we've always been owned by the same company anyway. So.
Well, and of course, that's what brands are about, is that if they know you, they trust you, they seek you out. And I think that there is one car dealer in Perth who has been around for a long, long period of time, and he's starting to recognise how important that he, the person, is the brand. So when John Hughes stands before the television camera or the microphone on radio and says, choose your dealer, but sure, you choose your car.
Yeah, well,
I think
right.
That there's a lesson in all of that, because he is the most trusted car dealer in WA. Absolutely.
I actually did an outside broadcast over there the day that he actually changed the whole brand to just John Hughes, and instead of being Skipper whatever, you know, like this and that and whatever. So, yeah, that's very, very important. And as joined every couple of weeks, bustled and mad, Grant Henley. Hello, Grant. How are you this morning?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you, Logan.
Put some effort in, Grant, with you? With your ho, ho, ho's?
I'm all ho, ho, ho now, I've got to tell you.
Far too reserved for a decent ho, ho, ho. How's things going down there, mate? You've got some big stuff coming up, haven't you, down there? We've got the next month is the Bustledon Festival.
Yeah, we're very excited this year. We're having the Bustledon Festival, which will be a great attraction for visitors and locals alike, with things like Petticoat Lane and the Festival Coin and Concert and all those events. And we've also got the Indigenous Burak Festival as well as part of that, which will be great to have everyone included.
Now, I went down there last weekend to see a mate of mine, and I noticed that Stuart Bovell Park there, the southbound sort of structures are certainly well underway. That's coming up.
Yeah, look, it's southbound really offers something to the younger sector of the community, and is certainly great. And we missed out this year with the bushfires, unfortunately. So we're able to bring that back to the local young community and a lot of visitors that bring money into town as well.
Yeah, I know. It's all always very, very popular southbound. The holiday trots.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Kicking off on Boxing Day, a six-race program with the Busselton Trotting Club, which is very popular with visitors and locals like myself who like attending the trots for an outing in the evening in the summer, and it's a wonderful part of the holiday season.
I had that in Bali one year, but that's another story anyway. what else is going on over there, mate?
Oh, look, I think we're preparing ourselves for the influx of visitors that we do each year, and I just urge everyone to exercise a bit of patience and have a bit of a smile and take your time. You know, things will be a little bit crowded, but let's all be safe on the roads this Christmas.
Right. I was talking to Jenny Stewart from Oceanic Marine there earlier this morning, and Jenny told me about the floats that you're going to be having in the Bunbury, in the Busselton Festival, and she said that there's some great prizes up for grabs, so if anybody wants to put a float in for the festival, to give her to contact her and organise that, which she said there's about $1,500 worth of prizes.
Float parade's very popular. A lot of community groups get involved in that and put a lot of time and effort into making the day a success, and it's lovely to see.
Coming up in January, everybody's getting ready for the Festival of Busselton. Jenny Stewart, a very good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very well. Okay. Tell me some of the things that are going to be going on in Busselton for this year's festival. You'll have the big float parade too, won't you?
Yes, that's on the 14th.
Saturday the 14th.
You are right. yes, the float parade starts at 4 p.m. at Signal Park and winds its way through town. And there are prizes, $1,500 worth in all for best floats.
Okay, and you're after floats as well, aren't you?
Anybody can enter a float, just decorate it the way you want and away you go.
There you go.
It's free.
Could pick up some great prizes. There's also deck chair theatre and sandcastle comps, and the Lewin's coming to town as well, isn't it?
That's correct. We have a pirate competition that we won for the run for the children while the Lewin is here.
Yeah.
That's always very, very popular.
It would be.
The captain judges it.
They would love that.
Yes, very much so.
What else is going on?
Okay, we have sandcastle competitions, treasure hunts, children's art that they do with chalk in Mitchell Park. There's teddy bears picnic. There's lots and lots of things almost every day for the month of January.
Now, how can people find out about what's on where at what time? Have you got a program or something like that that people can get hold of?
Yes, we have a little booklet that is available free of charge from the tourist bureaus around town, and some shops and accommodation venues also have it.
Excellent. Now, do you need any hands? Do you need volunteers or anything for this festival
Always
this year?
We need volunteers. If anybody in the community would like to help, we would love to see you. Could ring me to find out about the AGM. Our committee's getting smaller and smaller every year, and it is run completely by volunteers, so always wanting a hand.
Right, and where can they contact you?
They can contact me either by phone or email. My mobile number is 0428 548 108, and my email address is oceanicmarinebusselton@westnet.com.au.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having a very successful Festival of Busselton next month, and that'll kick off 2017 in a great way.
Okay.
Jenny, have a great Christmas, and thanks very much for the chat.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Blackers.